cloud computing. It offers a more efficient and more cost-effective way for IT leaders to respond to the needs of federal government organizations. It also helps to free up resources for continued innovation. My name is James Hilliard. Glad to be here on this episode of Connection Point, where I'm speaking with Jad L. Zane. Jad is the Cloud Infrastructure Management Solutions Architect, representing VMware's Federal Center of Excellence. Jad has spent 16 years in IT, including an 11-year tenure with Lockheed Martin Mission Systems and Sensors. He has spent much of the last 6 years or so focusing on data center optimization and emerging cloud technologies. He also maintains a popular vArchitect blog. It is over at virtualjad.com, and it highlights emerging cloud technologies. And we've grabbed Jad for a couple minutes here to talk with us. And Jad, thanks for taking time today.
Thanks, James. Appreciate your time.
Who is ahead, private sector or the federal government, in terms of moving to the cloud?
Wow. Well, that's a great question, and I would have to say, as far as number of organizations moving to the cloud, we're seeing a huge amount of adoption coming from the commercial side. However, the federal sector tends to be a lot more innovative when it comes to setting the demands for cloud computing and really driving this technology. So what we see, a lot of push for what's next ahead of what the commercial organizations are doing. So from that aspect, I would say federal is ahead. But as far as total deployed workloads in cloud, due to a less restricted infrastructure requirement, I would say commercials up there.
Gotcha. And again, we've probably got a lot more regulations than those on federal IT leaders, so they have to do a little more probably due diligence in terms of choosing that private or the public or the hybrid clouds, the options that are available. As you sit here today, Jad, what are maybe your top two driving forces that you see that are making the federal IT leaders say, maybe a little bit behind in terms of volume, but we do need to be there? What's driving them? What's pushing them to the cloud?
First and foremost, as you know, there are federal mandates. As VMware, we want to definitely help our customers achieve some of those initiatives and immediate returns in cloud computing. The mandates exist for very good reasons. So, we're working on driving adoption and help make that journey for agencies across the federal base much more achievable. So mandates, definitely number one. We see a lot of, beginning conversations, starting off with, look, we have to do this. So we're very receptive to that, and we enjoy helping those agencies go through that journey. But the other thing is complexity, driving things that we've always wanted to drive in IT, things like reducing complexity, reducing or increasing efficiencies, and reducing the manpower required to drive modern data centers. So as a transformation from a data center to a cloud or a private cloud, as a start, there's nothing but gains associated with that. So how do we drive down complexity? How do we free up your typical data center employees to be more innovative and provide better returns for the business? That's really where we shine and where we try to provide the best value in using our software solutions.
And we'll get into those a bit later here in our conversation. Flexibility, cost effectiveness, those are advantages that virtualization and ultimately cloud solutions offer compared to our older approach to an IT architecture. Is there anything else, and maybe again with a bend towards the federal government, that they also get an advantage of being a virtualized, a cloud-type environment?
Absolutely. I mean, there's all the typicals. A lot of the drive to early virtualization included just reducing the total cost of investment in operations and management. Operations and management today is upwards of 60 to 70% of the total cost of running a data center. So we drive to help with automation, to automate repetitive tasks that normally a person or a bunch of people would be responsible to doing. So driving down, driving up operation, reducing operations and maintenance, and providing a newer modern technology set of management and cloud frameworks to automate as well as to provide faster times, faster responses, better SLAs, and overall better strategy in IT computing, and eventually, ultimately, delivering IT as a service, all things we're trying to target with our solutions.
And again, you know, we the people, we're more demanding users these days, probably because of the lead we've seen in the private sector, commercial sector. And we're kind of expecting that when we're interacting with our government, be it at the federal level or even lower down, we kind of expect a faster response to getting information. And ultimately, I believe these government agencies, they want to do that. They want to get us the tax forms quickly and on time. They want to give us other things that we need. I will state something. You can agree or disagree and then give us some more detail here, Jad. But, federal government agencies sometimes are bigger and slower than, say, your commercial company out there. It may feel, for a federal IT leader, overwhelming to get started. Where do I start? These systems within the federal government, they're legacy. They're big. They're a ton of assets here. What have you heard from folks? What information do you share with folks on where to get started?
You know, one of the things VMware is very well positioned for is this whole concept of virtualization. So if you take a look at NIST's definition of what cloud computing is, their definition of cloud, which is widely accepted in industry, the number one key characteristic, and for us, a absolute prerequisite, is that pooling of resources in the underlying infrastructure. So when an agency comes to us and say, look, we need to get from A to Z, how do we get there? Well, steps A, B, and C, at least, are virtualize, virtualize, virtualize. Those are, we're setting a foundation with VMware and our vSphere product, our world, leader in our hypervisor technology, setting that foundation to enable the first key characteristic of a cloud, which is pooling, to deliver aggregates of resources across clusters of servers. Because when we're talking about cloud and that cloud framework, we're no longer discussing bits and bytes and brands and spindles and individual networks. Everything is now above this hypervisor, this virtualization layer, so we can consume them across multi-tenant environments, across organizations and agencies within the cloud framework. So once we establish the virtualization first step, and fortunately, in the federal environment at least, we have a large amount of virtualization. However, large amount is not always enough. So another thing we do to help with this overwhelming project at times is to help our agencies and customers get from the ones that are not as virtualized as they need or should be, get from that low level of virtualization over the hump and into 60, 70, 80% virtualization as well. And once we lay that foundation, lay that framework, and get the comfort levels up, and we start seeing business-critical applications being virtualized and eventually brought into the cloud framework, we start deploying and developing an optimized virtual infrastructure. We really lay that framework and that groundwork down. It helps ease anxiety in moving to the cloud because we've done a very important step already. So virtualization first, management and understanding what that environment and that optimized virtual environment is doing, laying that management framework on top of it, and then eventually the cloud framework through our vCloud solutions. Probably in that order. Again, this is a journey, not a destination. We don't say we want to be there and just jump there. There are steps. There are different things. There's IT production, business production, and driving the rest of the infrastructure to be modern and be able to deliver everything we know and love of cloud. But following those steps, understanding what your requirements are going to be, understanding what the prerequisites are to get there, and starting to lay that pavement down, I think is absolutely critical and helps drive those anxiety levels way down.
I've talked to other folks, Jad, from VMware, and that idea of laying it out as a journey is a theme throughout your whole organization. Really an evolution, taking folks from where they are, working with them, understanding where they are, and we know the drivers, so where they need to be, and then walking them through that and getting there. It's a very evolutionary type of approach.
Absolutely. And VMware, of all software providers or solution providers, we're 86% of the virtualized world. We're positioned very strategically to help these agencies get past this overwhelming next step by already being in the majority of federal data centers, if not all. And being able to grow from that and do exactly what I just mentioned is a good position for everybody as well as us to be in.
Let's drill down, Jad, before I let you go here. Three takeaways. These can even be the kind of pencil paper moment, or in this virtual world, a little notepad on your desktop there. Three takeaways, three things that federal agencies, the IT leaders within those agencies, those three tangible steps to start that journey to the cloud, who they talk to, what they need to evaluate, some takeaways like that.
Absolutely. So, first of all, understand what our destination, or not the destination, what this journey entails, right? So IT agility is absolutely where we all want to be. And to be agile, we need to start laying down new modern management frameworks. So number one is drive towards IT agility and leverage not only the resources available to you as a service providers. We see a lot of federal agencies looking at service providers because they don't longer want to be in the business of maintaining their own IT. And that's wonderful because we're empowering those service providers as well to be vCloud-powered service providers. However, look at your existing infrastructure, your existing IT investments, and look at, consider what is needed to take that and those existing investments. We're not asking for greenfields here. We're saying take your existing investments and determine what needs to happen to become agile. So leverage those investments, lay down the framework, lay down the foundation, and build your way up up from there. So a lot of opportunity to take advantage of money already spent, investments already made, education already gained, et cetera, right? Do that as much as possible. Secondly, think of that hump. I mentioned earlier that to really take advantage of cloud computing, pooling and virtualization is a critical first step. If you're stuck at 30, 40, 50% virtualization, let's see what we need to do to get to 50, 60, 70, even 80% virtualization. The more, the better. The more virtualized your infrastructure, the larger, the quicker you're going to be able to evolve into this new cloud framework and this way of delivering IT as a service, as well as the more agile and more efficient you're going to be. Business-critical applications and building this optimized virtual infrastructure, you'll hear me say that a lot in every presentation I give, it's absolutely critical. Again, it's the foundation. Once we have a grasp on that foundation, we can start continuing on those next steps. So look at business-critical applications. Understand that our hypervisor today can handle, can deliver, and promise the necessary performance and SLAs and availability that even the most robust physical bare metal servers can, and take that next step to move your business critical applications over. And finally, I would say have control. This will fail miserably if you don't have control, if there isn't any governance, if there's an insecurity. Security is a big one for cloud and probably the number one hesitation. If that foundation is set and you've got the framework going and you're ready to go, you're going to have a security concern, and that can sometimes derail an entire project. So understand security. Figure out where you need to be compliant, and then work with VMware to help you deliver a compliant, trusted, secure cloud and a cloud that's under governance and a cloud that can be compliant. Exactly. So with our management framework, with our cloud framework, with tools like our VCOps product, we can now make cloud workloads compliant, secure, isolated, whatever we need to do to meet different agency requirements and security requirements at multiple different levels. So we're doing a lot in this workspace to really enable secure multi-tenancy, for example, and drive security through multi-tenant clouds.
Hey, some good takeaways there, Jad. Again, folks, if you want to stay in touch and read more and get more from Jad, virtualjad.com is that vArchitect blog that I mentioned at the beginning of the event. I'll give some contact information and share that with all of you in just a moment. But before that, Jad, I want to thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Thanks, James. I really appreciate your time as well.
Well, no worries on that. And let me do this for our listeners here. More information on VMware's cloud solutions is available. All you need to do is turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They offer professional services and VDI and server assessments that evaluate your needs and help you create the best plan for your environment. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You're also invited to go online to govconnection.com/services for more information. You can also give us a phone call, 1-800-800-0019. For those of you that prefer email, connect at pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.